After a meeting between TUC and miners' leaders, Mr. Arthur Scargill has said his union will continue its fight against pit closures. He blamed the government for the failure of the TUC's initiative to reopen negotiations. He maintained that the NUM was not prepared to allow the closure of any section of the coal industry, however small. BBC Radio News.
Later this afternoon, things will be hotting up, or should I say chilling down, in The Woman in Black, our storytime serial. An unexplained bumping sound coming from a locked room is just one of the mysteries troubling our hero, Arthur Kipps. Alan Dudley reads episode 6 of The Woman in Black at 5:20. But now, our afternoon play is Ride a Red Pony.
It is believed that death comes for his victims mounted on a white horse. He sweeps them up before him and goes swiftly away. But Madness rides a red pony. He flays it alive as he sets it at ditches it cannot jump. Drives it over walls that tear at its legs, jerks its head this way and that, while sparks fly from its hooves, and weeps for its pain as he peels off its flesh and flings it into the darkness.
Stop! We'll stay here for a while. I don't hear any prayers. Why don't I hear any prayers? That's better, Master Priests. Now...
Oh, no. Sweet wounds of Christ, no, not again.
Open it.
Your Grace, it has been a long, hard ride, and we are all tired. And you yourself need rest and food.
What do I care about rest and food? Open it. Oh, my love, you are still with me, my Philip. My joy.
Ride a Red Pony by Angela Sewell. Starring Anne Rosenfeld as Juana, John Church as Alverif, Jill Balkan as Queen Isabella, and Jack May as King Ferdinand. Ride a Red Pony.
It has been my task to observe and record the tragic life of Juana la Loca, or as you might say it, Joan the Mad. I had been summoned to the court of Queen Isabella of Spain at Granada in the year 1495 to study the behavior of her daughter. In those days, I was a young physician, much interested in the working of the human brain. The young infanta had already caused problems at court with her strange and wild moods. But what I did not know was that while I was watching her, the Queen was watching me.
Good morning, Alverif.
Your Majesty, I hope I find you well.
You're the physician, you tell me.
I find you looking as well as any woman who has spent two-thirds of her life on the battlefield.
We took back Granada. For that, I would have spent all my life on a battlefield. Have you ever seen a sunset utterly defeated by the beauty of the place it illuminates? Oh, Granada. For a young man, you're very diplomatic, but that's not why you're here, is it? Let's walk a little, Alverif, while you tell me about my beloved daughter.
I will tell you all I know, Your Majesty.
You don't say, ah. I'm so glad you don't do that, Alverif. I'm surrounded by fools who pluck their beards and say, ah, whenever I ask about Juana.
You've been watching her for 3 months. What have you found?
A young woman of 16, plump, with her flesh hot, a strong and healthy girl who will have no trouble bearing children, an intelligent and quick-witted princess who has a mind...
We all have minds. But not all of us withdraw into a sullen silence and then, as if the world is pressing in on our skull with steel fingers, shriek for mercy as if from some unseen torture.
For some, torture is duty. For others, duty is torture.
Very clever, no doubt, Alvirith, but you are not here to talk in riddles. Tell me about my daughter's mind. It's a place where I'm not welcome. Is it strong?
Its very strength is its weakness, madam.
Explain.
It would be strange if any daughter of the most powerful monarchs in Europe did not inherit some strength of character, some dedication. But in the Infanta, it has nowhere to go. She has no cause to take up, no battle to fight, and so the power lies sullenly inside her head.
You talk of her mind as if it was a place.
It is, a shuttered and secret place which is hers alone. Inside it, her grace rebels against the trite, everyday domestic routine of a court which keeps her tied and bound to etiquette.
My other children are easy and pliable. Why should I have this wasp in my nest?
Why should you bear another you, madam? It's natural.
Thank you. Is she mad?
People are born damaged, not mad. A damaged mind has a distinct tendency to split into two when in pain. One half the world sees, the other half lies waiting.
For what?
Perhaps to express itself.
Then she is sick or possessed.
Why sick? Because she will not act as she is supposed to act. Is that possession?
I set in motion the Inquisition, Alvarez. Don't forget that. I wish I could. Just 1 year after Juana was born, I let loose the Holy Office on Spain. Is this my punishment? Does the torment of the heretic live in my daughter?
If the torment is doubt and unfulfilled love, the answer is yes.
I will have you hanged. No, I won't. I have a much worse fate in store for you, Alvarez. Do you intend to continue as a physician?
Yes, madam. I hope to attend the Academy of Surgery in Madrid. Don Sequoia will teach us to open up the skull and look at the brain.
I intend you to spend your life looking at a brain, the Infanta's. You will go from here to the monastery of Santa Cruz, where you will take holy orders. You are then to undergo 6 months of mortification of the flesh to prepare you...
For what, Your Majesty?
To be the confessor of my daughter, Doña Juana. Only as a priest can you enter her household, and only as a physician can you understand the devil that sleeps in her. And only as a friend can you spend the rest of your life with her. And she will need you, Alvarez, because I am sending her away to marry Philip the Fair, Duke of Flanders and Burgundy.
But I too am married, and I have a son.
I shall dissolve your marriage. My daughter needs you more than your wife does, because my daughter is Spain. My son is frail, Alvarez. I'm hurrying to marry him to Margaret of Austria. But if anything should happen to him, Juana will inherit my crown of Castile and her father's of Aragon.
If you won't think of me as a husband and a father, then think of me as a physician.
I shall think of you as a very hot-headed young man if you're not careful. If you are a physician, then heal the sick. And if you can't heal them, then watch them and prevent them doing damage to others.
Or others doing damage to them.
That's enough. I will order 100 ducats to be paid to your wife for every year you attend my daughter.
She will be rich. God help us all. She will be rich. God, I didn't want you, and I'm sure you didn't want me. But now we have no choice.
Alvarez?
Your Grace?
Does every princess in Europe get parcelled up with 2,000 goose eggs and a ton of garnet peaches and sent off to marry a man she hasn't even met?
If she is a girl who's a princess, yes.
What are you thinking about, Alvarez? You're supposed to be looking after me, and here you are, sitting on deck, staring out to sea.
Perhaps leaving you to be alone and private is a form of looking after you, madam. I'm thinking of a woman back in Spain who was my wife.
Was?
Your mother ordered it, so that I could spend the rest of my life in your service.
What a very bad bargain. My mother usually does better than that.
My lord?
Ah, how nice. My busy wife has found the time to come and sit with me a little. You are so often at your desk these days.
As I find you at yours now. You know, Ferdinand, sometimes I long for the old days when you and I rode together in battle.
Mm.
Now Spain is united, the Moors are driven into the sea, and...
You're busier than ever trying to convert all the Jews.
Well, that's unkind. We have a duty to God.
Oh, haven't we discharged it? Spain is still troublesome. My Aragon and your Castile still at each other's throats.
And now another great worry.
Oh?
Have we done the best for our children?
And when have we ever thought of them as children? As soon as they were out of their cradles, we started labelling them. Margaret for Flanders, Juan for Portugal.
Catherine for England.
Mm. She's a stubborn girl, our Catherine. I hope the English treat her well. And now, Juana for the Low Countries.
You frown, my lord. Why?
For the same reason that you do. She won't be able to handle Philip.
Will he be able to handle her? That's my worry.
I doubt it. He is handsome, lazy, cunning, and very conscious of his position as Maximilian's son. He thinks to play us off against France. And he has his eyes on Spain.
He will never have that.
Oh. You yourself know how frail is the barrier that stands between Juana and Spain. If we lose our son, Isabella, Juana will inherit the crowns of Aragon and Castile. And she belongs to Philip.
But he can never rule in her place.
He can, if she's unable to govern Spain herself. And he will.
Oh, I'm so glad to be off that heaving sea. Not that being on horseback is much better. I suppose these peculiar Flemings need to see the princess.
As she is to be their duchess, it seems reasonable. Besides, the fresh air is putting some colour into her cheeks.
Why do we have to go so slowly? Couldn't the Duke send litters for us?
It was part of the marriage arrangements that we should enter Antwerp from one side and Philip from the other. We've got 3 days to get there.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. Oh, what a nasty boggy land this is. And it smells.
I'm surprised you should venture such an opinion, Duchess, about my country.
Your Grace, I'm sorry. I spoke too loudly. I'm a little tired of the saddle.
So is the Admiral. He said he would rather ride a rough sea than a Flemish mare.
You see what I see? Cows. Dozens of cows coming down the hill towards us. Are they cows?
No Spaniard should be frightened of a bull. And they're cows, anyway.
Watch out, friends. You. There's a flock of Spanish crows moving up the lane.
What's happening? Who are they?
Oh, there's hundreds of them. Look, stretching all the way back down the hill.
It's the Spanish princess. There she is.
Oh, yeah.
Riding in the middle beside that one with a white beard.
Oh, the Admiral's fallen off his horse again. You people... Will you get those cows out of the way?
They got more right to be here than you have. Yeah, they're Flemish cows. This is a Flemish lane. They got more milk in their udders than you have.
Oh, to think that I have sunk to this.
Where's our Duchess? Show us the little princess.
Look at the way the women are dressed. There's not a piece of whalebone between any of them.
There she is, the pretty princess. God shine on your body, my lady, as our Duke will soon lie on it.
They say he's hot for you, lady. Hurry, he doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Tell them to go away, Alvarez. They're saying unpardonable things to Her Grace.
No, they're not. They're saying wonderful things.
Come on, little lady. We'll lead you to our Duke. Seems to me you're as hot for him as he is for you.
Oh, what would the Queen say? Is this the state entry she wished for her daughter, being jostled along in a crowd of peasants? Look at the way they're holding her stirrup, touching her very person.
It was of the greatest interest to me how the closed mind of the princess would open, and what would emerge from it. we were met at the gate of the city by the burghers in all their robes and presented with 10 barrels of wine and 10 bales of the finest velvet.
To warm you inside and out, lady.
Oh, I can't bear it. Is there no dais where the princess can be received formally? Are there to be no speeches? No blessing from the church on the entry of their future duchess? Her grace does not take wine.
She will do as we do now.
Indeed I will. Give me a goblet. There. I drink your health, good people.
God bless our little duchess.
Unbutton your bodice, lady. Let's see the pink and plump flesh that Spain has sent to us.
Look at the princess. She's actually enjoying it.
But she had herself well in hand as we dismounted at the palace.
Colour is far too high. She should rest before she meets the Duke. Her dress is muddied. The Queen wished her to be wearing court dress with a grand emerald of La Manche at her throat.
Stop whittering on, you old crow. This is a wedding.
For a moment, it seemed as if the princess faltered as the crowd streamed up the steps of the palace behind us and pushed us bodily into the reception room. Then...
Where is she? This spice dish that I'm so hungry for. Out of the way!
It's the Duke!
Sir, I hope that I'm all your palate could desire.
By God, you are indeed, madam. You are the loveliest thing I have seen come out of Spain.
And you are well named. Philip the Fair.
So young, so rounded. And so hot. What do you hide under those heavy clothes? Get the priest, quickly.
Your grace, the marriage is not to be until tomorrow.
I said get the priest. Today I shall explore the hills and valleys of Spain.
Sir, the princess must be prepared.
The princess is prepared, you heard his grace. Do as he says. Are you to thwart me any more now that I'm in my own country with my own husband standing beside me? Oh, sir, I can feel your warmth. I beg you, cool me before I burn away.
Then send your servants away before they get too singed.
Her grace must be married by the Archbishop of Antwerp.
If you don't find us a priest soon, she won't be married at all until it's too late.
And there, with the Flemings crowding the walls and listening in the passage, the Infanta Donna Juana was joined to Philip the Fair.
The priest cannot even find their hands to join together. They're so busy crawling over each other's bodies.
It's done! Now all of you get out and leave us alone!
The Flemings ran down to the kitchens and herded up a flock of geese to the door of the room. And every time they heard the princess moan, they killed one. And by the end of the day, there were 11 geese lying dead at the door.
My lord.
Yes? What more can I do for you than I've already done?
Just to promise me that you will never again love anyone except me.
You ask a lot.
Oh, I don't ask. I demand.
You demand a lot.
You're not being serious. I am.
I hope I'm not going to find you boring, Juana. Try not to be boring. The Spanish are very intense.
There must be no one and nothing in your life but me now. Swear it on the holy book. Here, take it. Swear you will be mine forever. Swear it.
Put that book down and come back to bed. You have nothing to fear, Juana, as long as you behave yourself. And that means not being intense, or serious, or boring.
Now the hungry mind had what it craved, an obsession that would never be stilled.
It was such a very little coffin.
He was a very little boy, my dear love.
Oh, isn't death finished with me yet? First my son, now his son. The last heir to Spain, except Juana. I prayed this day would never happen.
But it has. You may be a great queen, Isabella, but you can't stop death. Whether you like it or not, Juana will inherit Aragon from me and Castile from you.
Why did she have to be the strongest of them all? Not a day's illness in her body.
Would you have her sick in both mind and body, Isabella? She's had four strong, healthy children. That's something to be thankful for.
But she will come to the throne of Spain before they do.
Perhaps.
What do you mean, perhaps? I won't have that simpering Fleming ruling Castile.
We haven't seen our daughter for 5 years. Things may have improved.
They have not improved. Their household is the scandal of Europe. Don't forget, Alvirith writes to me regularly.
Nevertheless, they must be sent for at once. Juana must be introduced to the courtier of Castile as the heir.
And also to the Aragonese. Oh, sweet Jesus anointed, what will happen to Spain?
This isn't like you to feel so much despair. We may have united Spain, but we can't hold it forever. It must be passed on.
To my mother's granddaughter, my mother who is still raving mad in a castle in Portugal.
To our daughter. If Juana is unable to rule, then we must take appropriate steps.
Ferdinand, if I should die before you, you won't let her destroy all the work we've done, will you?
No, my love. I would rather destroy her first.
Get out, you lecherous little stoat!
How I love to walk into my bedchamber and see my charming little wife smiling at me.
Your charming little wife is tired of waiting for you to walk into her bedchamber. And to what do I owe the honour of this unexpected visit?
You never could be sarcastic, Juana. You smoulder too much. Sarcasm must be used with a delicacy that you have never possessed.
Oh!
You know, you Spaniards really should cultivate some of our ways. Some of our enjoyment of life.
If we Spaniards cultivated some of your less charming habits, we'd be as decadent as you are. Oh, Philip. Oh, I've missed you so much.
Oh, dear, if you're not smouldering, you're snivelling. Do you want to hear my news or not? It's important.
Who to?
You, my sullen little Spaniard. You. We're ordered to Spain. Here. A dispatch from your mother.
My servants have their orders to bring dispatches from Spain to me.
But you've been sulking in here for a week. So your servants gave it to my servants and they brought it to me. Now read it.
Who was in your bed last night? You wouldn't let me in.
Your mother has sent for you and me to come to Spain.
I heard you smacking and teasing until dawn. Have you lost your urge for me?
I can't give you another child yet. Not until you've given birth to the one you're carrying. The Queen wishes you to go and meet the Cortez.
Who was it? I won't let you out of here until you tell me.
Then I'll tell you at once. Louise Lefebvre.
That French bitch!
Your nephew is dead. Miguel died of the fever.
Why have you sent all my ladies away?
Because they're plain and dull and smell of death under those stiff black robes. You still have your Duchess and that creepy Alvirith. How do I know you're not bedding with him?
Would you care?
No. You haven't heard a word I've been saying, have you? Don't you understand that your nephew is dead, and now you and I are the heirs to Spain?
Oh, I see. Now I have something you want, haven't I, Philip? That's why you've come to see me after weeks of leaving me alone while you go dancing and hunting and making merry.
I didn't stop you being merry, if you'd wanted to.
And what with? Where is the money for my household that my mother sends from Spain, gone into your coffers? Where are my advisers that my mother sent with me, sent away in disgrace?
Yes. Because I will not have my court turned into a tomb. I don't want to spend 6 hours a day on my knees praying for forgiveness of being young and alive. Nor will I be spied on and reported to your mother for not being in your bed as much as you think I should be.
But now I've become important. My dowry is worth having. As King of Spain, you will not have to look to your French friends for help. You will be able to roar in Europe instead of squeaking.
Since you long to go home so much, we will go by the mountain passes, and we will go fast. I have no wish to linger in Spain. You're not queen yet. When you are, things might be different.
Oh, Philip! Oh, don't go! Oh, don't leave me again! Am I not worth just a little loving now? Not even now?
Perhaps.
I've been so lonely without you. Love me. Philip, love me. Love me!
Ah, God's death, you've bitten me to the bone!
That's for Louise Lafevre. And you won't go to any more beds, will you?
No, my love. We'll just be a happy married couple, going hand in hand to the Cortez.
But my hand will be the one they kiss.
As we made preparation for our long trip, she had a new tilt to her head. She stopped tearing herself to pieces over Philip, and the child walked out of her mind and played with the future.
I'm going home, Alvirith. Oh, there'll be no more marshes and low-lying fogs. Do you remember the mountains and the flowers and the wild goats that fly like birds over the crests? Soon I shall be able to sit and stare out at the hills covered in wild thyme. You do remember, don't you, how it grows so thickly? I shall see my father again, and we'll...
And your mother, Your Grace?
I have no mother. Only a sovereign. Do you know she used to ride all through her pregnancies? She lost a baby once, but she never lost a battle.
There was no peace in my heart as I looked at my daughter. I saw a thin, stretched woman with eyes that darted in their sockets and an unloving mouth.
I was more interested in Philip, tawny and flushed, holding Juana's hand so tightly that she winced. Arrogant young Fleming bastard. A man I wouldn't trust, but who would perhaps be foolish enough to trust me.
Well, your majesties, you see I have brought your daughter safely to Spain.
Let us hope we can make your stay as pleasurable as your numerous visits to the French court, my lord duke.
His highness takes many pleasures. Bull baiting, snaring of the wild and rare birds, and hunting animals during daylight and women at night.
A man of discerning taste.
We must do our best to see that you both enjoy your stay. I must take my daughter to Cordoba, Philip, to introduce her to the Cortez. But as her consort, there is no need for you to come.
Oh, leave Philip to me. I'm sure I can look back into my own callow youth and find the kind of amusements that he will relish.
You are very kind, sire. I shall enjoy telling the King of France how well you entertained me.
You know perfectly well, Philip, that the thought of an alliance between the Low Countries and France is obnoxious to Spain.
But then, madam, I am not Spain. Yet.
Oh, please! Can't you even now be people and not countries?
More wine, boy. Oh, and try these red plover's eggs. They put strength into a man when he needs it most.
I've done my duty by your daughter, sir.
As I hope you will continue to do. It is time we had a little talk.
A waste of time with these beautiful women all around us. I'll take that leading dancer.
You will stop your leching. It doesn't go well with my wife. Or yours.
My wife is nothing but an hysterical little...
And mine is dying.
Sir?
I thought that would capture your attention. The Queen has the dropsy. The tissues are filling with fluid and her heart is affected. A few months, depending on her peace of mind. Juana then inherits the kingdom of Castile, but not of Aragon until I go. And I have no intention of going yet.
And where does that leave me? The consort of Castile? A puppet to the Spanish court?
Or a possible heir to the whole of Spain? if you are clever and turn your eyes from France. The Castilians are an arrogant bunch, but they have no wish to be ruled by a mad girl, any more than they wish to be ruled by me.
The old feud between Aragon and Castile.
But a happy and pliant Juana could give her husband a lot of power, especially if he made friends with Aragon. The kingdoms my wife worked hard to unite could split apart after her death, unless we work together, Juana and I.
And I am to be the king of neither, is that it?
You have no right to be king unless Juana creates you king. And in that, my loving daughter will be guided by me.
You seem to have arranged it very nicely between you. There's no place for me.
You want power, don't you?
Don't you?
I have it. You haven't yet. But Juana is, shall I say, unstable? The Castilians would not have Isabella's daughter deposed, but if she was to continue in her present unhappy state of mind, they would be only too glad to see you and me appointed regents of Castile.
And Aragon?
I am the ruler of Aragon, not Juana, and most certainly not you. More wine.
Oh, no. A fuddled mind would suit you now, sire. I think you know the Castilians are only waiting for a chance to open up their feud with the Aragonese. Your only chance of stopping them is to rule them through your daughter. Well, she's also my wife, and the madder she gets, the more power she will give to me.
You insolent little Burgundian pup.
Why? Because I see through you, my lord. The queen has never given you sovereignty over Castile, has she? Now you try for it another way. Juana may be difficult, but she is my wife. And when she becomes queen of Castile, I shall be the most loving of husbands, as you suggest. And it will be to me she gives power, not you.
I will have her proclaimed unfit to rule.
Then that will put her further into my hands. Whereas if she retains her reason, she won't know which of us to trust. Poor Juana, what a choice.
Get out of my sight!
Alvira, where is my wife?
She is at mass.
Then why aren't you with her? I thought you were a priest. Fetch her, at once.
Can't you wait for God's pleasure, my lord? Or is my presence essential for your peace of mind in my country?
Oh, you're very sure of yourself here, aren't you? No more tantrums with your parents watching. Frightened they'll take your little crown away?
No one can take it away.
I've news for you. Your father is already reaching out to hook it off your head.
What do you mean, my father?
Get ready to leave. We're going to my home this time.
What do you mean about my father? Tell me.
I'll explain it all to you on our way. Through France, I wish to visit my French friend.
No, I'll not go there to be humiliated.
Oh, yes, you will, if you want me in your bed again. Oh. Now, I'm going hunting, and you can have the pleasure of telling your mother that I'm taking you away. When you inherit Castile, I want you safely in my care.
Oh, it's a fine boar, sir. He's gone into the thorn bushes. We'll have to follow him on foot.
Aha! He's going to prove as slippery as my father-in-law. Hold my stirrup. Hell's horns! Who's this coming?
It's the Queen.
I wanted to talk to you alone without your Flemings and my Spaniards watching and listening. Help me out.
Leave us. My lord?
Take my arm. My legs are heavy.
I hope your Majesty will soon be restored to health.
And I know that you know that I won't. I know my husband well enough to realize that he would have made a few things perfectly clear. Now, Philip, what have you been saying to Juana?
Begging her to rest, because the child is near coming. Stemming her tears because she's always crying. Telling her that
her father has designs on the crown.
Did she tell you that, madam?
She hinted. That's all I needed. I'm not a complete fool. I know my husband is ambitious. We couldn't have achieved what we have if he hadn't been. And he is also an Aragonese. Because of the strong feeling in Castile, I could not give him the authority he felt he should have.
Juana's mind is not reliable, madam.
And I'm not so sure her husband is. When this disease kills me, you and Ferdinand will be in charge of her reason.
You are doing nothing to help it by making her unhappy. I have got to protect her, so it seems, from both of you.
And just how do you propose to do that?
I have decided to appoint my husband regent of Castile if my daughter is unfit to rule. It will be your task to see that she is fit. And I think you dislike Ferdinand enough to do just that. In that way, both of you can watch each other, and the result might be Juana's happiness and the safety of Castile.
I congratulate you, madam. In other words, I have no power without my wife.
Shall I put it another way? You have no power without your wife's happiness and well-being.
It wouldn't be hard for me to admire you, madam.
I wish I could say the same.
In that case, I see no point in our remaining further in Spain.
Do you find us so inhospitable?
Oh, on the contrary. I've been greatly entertained.
Yes, I've had to remove every young woman from your household. Isn't Juana enough?
She is, at the moment, very big with her child. Have I your permission to leave Spain?
You, yes. Juana, no.
So be it. I must travel alone.
Do you know what this separation will do to her? Have you any idea how she loves you?
Unfortunately, I have, but we need not be separated. She can come with me.
No. As soon as her child is born, she must go to Aragon. It is important the friendship between the two states continues, especially after my death.
Do you never stop thinking about your country?
Never.
Then you must forgive me if I now put my own first.
You insist on going without your wife?
Yes.
Then I shall do my best to keep her here as long as possible.
You've had many battles in your time, madam. I wish you joy of this one.
No! He's not going to ride away and return to those jinking, winking Flemings and leave me here to have the baby he gave me. I will not allow it.
This is your home, Juana.
But my bed will be empty and his will be full.
The Duke wishes to return to Antwerp. You cannot stop him.
Oh, can't I? I'll lock him in his room. I'll hamstring his horse. I'll remove every Flemish whore from his household and replace them with Spanish nuns. He'll not go without me.
But he did, riding away without so much as a backward look, while she stood, swollen and tear-stained, moaning like a cur that's been beaten into the gutter.
Philip! Philip!
She won't leave the gatehouse. What are we to do? Do I order bedding and food to be brought to the Princess of Spain in a gatehouse?
Alvarez, what do I do with her? Why is she like this? Why?
Madam, her life now revolves round her husband. Now that he's gone, there is nothing in her but doubt. And when the mind does not know which way to turn, it turns upon itself.
So there is no hope for her without Philip and not much with him. It is my mind that is splitting in half. If she won't return to her apartment, she must be taken there forcibly.
It will harm the child.
Then it must be harmed. She has four others. What confidence will Spain have in this crazed woman as my heir?
What confidence does she have in you as her mother? Her mind is reaching out for help, for love, for reassurance. When the child is born, do we return to Flanders?
That's what I've told her.
Highness, what are you doing?
I'm mixing a potion, that's what I'm doing. And now I'm going to drink it.
What is it?
Essence of passionella, gathered by the gypsies who bring logs for the fires. I spoke to them. I asked them to bring me only the leaves that were just turning brown. And I ground and powdered them with these flat stones, mixed them with cinnamon and ergot.
Ergot? But, Highness, the child.
Yes, the child. It won't be long now. The sooner it leaves me, the sooner I can leave Spain. Just one more sip. And another.
Ferdinand, Juana's had a girl. A month early, but they're both well.
Now what do you do with her?
I must allow her to return to Philip.
Into the arms of France.
What else can I do? He managed to get her to her apartments for the birth, but she's back now in the gatehouse, waiting for my permission to go.
Then don't give it. She is my heir as well as yours, Isabella. She must go to Aragon.
She will go nowhere without Philip. She is nothing without Philip.
I will see that pup dead before he has power in Spain.
Oh, my dear, you know it won't be long before I die. My legs and arms are swollen with water, and they keep on putting in pins and drawing it out, but more comes, and I am sick at heart.
Think of what we have done together, and be strong.
We made Juana together. Oh, God, I have sent people to the Inquisitors for less than she is doing.
It was for the good of their souls.
Was it? Does a soul go peacefully to its heaven after its body has had its eyes forced out, its tongue spiked? Sometimes I doubt.
Now, this is silly talk. You're weak and tired.
I have something to tell you, my lord, that may not please you. I am appointing Philip, regent of Castile, with you.
In God's name, why?
Because he will not return without power, and Juana's stability depends on him returning. I have seen that.
Ah.
It doesn't please you.
My love, if it's your wish, then it pleases me. Now, where do you go? You must rest.
I must talk to Juana. But I'm frightened that there's only one way I can stop her flying back to Philip.
By locking her up.
No. By dying.
Mother, in what capacity do you visit me? As my queen or my mother?
How do you see me?
As a devil, with a crown on its head and Spain written in fiery letters across its forehead. Won't you sit down, madam?
On a box.
That's all they give me in the gatehouse. It's so draughty that I can't sleep.
Why don't you go back to your apartments, Juana, and your baby?
Because it's further from Philip. Here I can sit and look at the road.
You can return to Philip when you have been to Aragon. Your father wishes you to meet the Cortes.
My father has his eyes on Castile. He is greedy, madam.
Philip put that poison into your head. Have you any wine? I feel ill.
I'll get a pitcher of rainwater for you from the butt. It's very refreshing when you've lifted out the drowned spiders. Look at them, lying like tufts of hair.
I'd rather not.
I don't care how ill or tired you are, madam. You'll not keep me from Philip's arms.
What makes you so sure you'll be in them?
What do you mean?
It was a political marriage, Juana. Every single royal family in Europe uses its children as stakes to a claim for another country. You were in the line of succession to Spain. Philip was glad to have you.
He loved me!
You were virgin, new and shy. Most men would have loved you for a while.
You fat, bloated cow! Get out! If Philip never loved me, neither of you. A political stake, am I? Not allowed feelings. Well, you were. You loved my father. You rode at the head of your army with him. It was good, wasn't it? Riding hard through the night with the wind in your hair and the man you loved beside you.
My child, come and sit, please.
I was strong, too. I could have done what you did. I could think and plan. I even knew how to handle my father. You wrapped me in whalebone and left me in one castle after another to learn Latin. And I didn't even know there was a living world outside.
You had to learn to be a princess.
But I've learned to be a woman.
Don't you think I'm a woman? And a mother?
You're the Virgin Mary.
What?
Yes. Oh, that's who you are.
Don't kneel to me.
You're perfect. Brave, untouchable, oh, sweet virgin, let me kiss your feet.
Juana!
Pray for me, Lady Mother, now and at the hour of my death. Spiritus Sanctus Domine, grazie plena.
Alvarez!
I could see that she had gone, crouched at her mother's feet, kissing and moaning, her hair wrenched out of its clasps, dribbling, glazed and clutching.
Madam, it's better to leave her.
It took us a long time to break her hold, and the Queen was exhausted by the time I got her out of the door.
Alvarez, her soul is in mortal danger.
Her soul is free. It is the mind that is in hell.
She must be cleansed.
Are you going to send the angels of the Inquisition to me? Alvarez? Go and get me a sheep's head pickled in milk with the teeth and the eyes left in. Do you hear?
She must never go back to Philip, never.
She needs to go and face whatever is there, madam. Here she can only imagine.
I will order the guards doubled. I will not have her return. Not while I'm alive.
eternal rest give to her, O Lord.
You deserved it, my dear love. More than anyone, you deserved it.
What a trembling there will be when the judge shall come.
Like when she came to push the Moors back into the sea, they must have been trembling.
My prayers are not worthy, but in thy goodness, grant a boon.
They are taking her body to Granada, the place she loved best on earth.
Grant me a place among thy ship.
She won't be among them, not our great queen. She'll be leading them.
When the accursed are confounded and consigned to the fierce flame, call me among the blessed.
The Virgin has ascended into heaven.
Father, why do you kiss my hand?
Because you are Queen of Castile. We rule Spain now, Juana, you and I.
I don't want Spain. I want Philip.
But you shall have him, my sweet love.
My sweet love? My sweet love?
He must now return to you. I am sending Alvirith to fetch him. He'll come with all the ceremony that his position demands.
He'll come to me? He's really coming back to me?
Shall we send him a box of sweetmeats from you, with a promise of more sweets to come when you're in his arms?
Yes.
Strange, the many forms the madness in her took, as if it had a separate life of its own inside her head, darting in and out of the honeycombs of her mind. As I went off to bring Philip back to Spain, I left her sitting on her father's knee, her thumb in her mouth, looking at me over her hand. I found Philip at a carnival in Liège. Did those wretched Flemings do nothing but eat and drink?
Hey, Sir Priest! You cannot pass without blessing our merriment. You must wear a paper crown and green goggles. And bombard us with oranges. Here, paper basket!
I will do nothing of the kind. Let go of my bridle.
It seems to us, Sir Priest, you are ripe for a ducking in the family.
Where is the Duke?
And why do you want him?
I have a message from the King of Aragon, only for him.
Hey, the Spanish crows are back in town.
Where is the Duke? If I have to, I will whip my way through you.
The Duke, Sir Priest, presides over that wooden table which stretches from the bridge to the alehouse. You'll find his grace sitting between two of the fairest whores we can produce.
A pox on your filth. Get out of my way.
Grace is feeding them from his own plate. He'll always be interrupted.
Sup for your strawberry lips.
And
Sir the Priest.
Father Alvira. Well, well. What ill wind blows you into my country? Dare I ask if you brought my wife home?
Sir, would you read this?
So, the Queen is dead. Long live the Queen, my wife. Juana is Queen of Castile, and I am King.
Not until you return to Spain, sir, and are accepted as consort by the Cortes.
Do you hear that, all of you? I am now the King of Castile, on your knees.
God bless your majesty!
And how is my wife, Alvira, still screaming her head off?
She is quiet and composed, sir, but longing for your return.
Then she will have it. Where is the Spanish ambassador? Where are the officials from my wife's court? Don't I warrant a diplomatic call?
Spain is in deep mourning. I've been sent privately to request your return. We do not feel like celebrating.
Well, I do. If you don't want to join us, you have my permission to return to Spain. I'll be ready in a month.
But, sir, I had hoped to leave in a week.
But I must have new clothes, new horses. A duke can bump about on a nag, but a king must travel in style. You're lucky I don't keep you waiting a year.
Your Grace.
What's this?
The Queen asked me to give you these sweetmeats, sir.
If the Queen is actually asking something rather than demanding it, it is a good sign. Drink up, my friends. As a king, I claim my rights to every woman at this table.
The carousing went on for 3 more days while I fretted. Philip was beside himself with too much wine and rich food. He strutted and preened.
I want 2 suits of black velvet and I think purple... No, silver feathers in my hat. And I have a fancy for a lining of silver fox.
I waited with fresh horses until the morning of the 27th day. It was just 8 o'clock.
My lord. My lord Duke. Wake up. Send for the physicians. Quickly.
He was dead before evening.
But why? He was still young.
His skin broke out in great pustules. They say his flesh oozed green sweat. He had a great fever.
From what? Poison.
No. Who would want to poison him?
The Spanish.
The Spanish.
They would not allow me to examine the body, but the river rats that scrabbled over the platters of food that lay under the tables carried many diseases.
They are taking his body to Spain, to be buried there. Because he is married to their queen.
I sent a messenger back over the mountains while they prepared the body for its journey. Philip was returning to Spain at last. But all I could think of was how Juana would take this last blow, the most terrible of all.
I can tell you that, Alvarez, because I was there working in the stables. The people in the town came and stared up at the castle as she screamed all day and all night.
I heard they had to tie her hands to stop her scratching her eyes out.
They put cloths in her mouth, but she bit through them and still she screamed.
And then quite suddenly, she stopped.
You, boy, come with me.
Madam, I'm not allowed in the castle. My work is in the stables.
I said, come with me.
What was she like?
She was calm and white-faced. Her eyes were like black marbles wedged into the sockets. It was as if they couldn't move. So her head turned instead of her eyes.
Come along.
Yes, madam.
In here.
It was her bedchamber, Alvarez. Her bedchamber. She locked the door and just stood there looking at me with those glass eyes.
Take your clothes off. Come along. Do as I say or I'll have you garrotted.
I saw the madness. It cracked the glass of her eyes just for a moment. So I took my clothes off. Well, do you blame me?
Oh, Philip, how I've longed for you. Oh, let me touch you. Oh, my love, my lord.
Madam, please, please.
Is the queen. For 5 days she has been screaming, and now she's disappeared. I went to get some food. She must have slipped her bindings. The silence is terrifying after all we've been through.
What's happening? Where is the queen?
That is what we don't know, Lakiros.
The king left her in my charge, and I left her in yours. Have you tried the gatehouse?
She is not there, I tell you.
Get some more lights.
That was when she led me back along the passages with a hand on my neck. They were all fussing about with a great bunch of keys when they looked up and saw us.
Oh, Thank Jesus, you're safe, milady. We thought you'd come to harm.
What is the stable boy doing in the castle? Get back to your...
We're going riding together, he and I. Get two horses saddled.
I must come with you. You can't travel alone.
No one comes with me except the boy. Get two horses now. We're going to fetch my husband.
Her Highness is not well again, Lakeros. We must use more restriction.
Madam, your father's orders were that you were to remain in my care until you've recovered from your shock. I must insist you return to your rooms.
I'm going to fetch my husband.
I forbid it, madam.
You have no right to forbid me anything, sir. I am my mother's daughter and your queen.
She backed them down the corridor, walking very stiff and straight. Not one of them dared lay a finger on her. It was as if what she had made me do to her had taken away the madness.
Your Grace, you must not go like this without me, without an escort even.
I have the boy. You may greet my father for me, Lakeros. Tell him I am going to bring back my sweetmeat. In a box!
Sir, there was no stopping her, unless I'd actually used violence, and in front of all the servants.
No. No, you did quite right. Now let me think. The Queen of Castile is now riding across Spain with a stable boy up behind her to meet the cortege of her husband.
Alvarez must have reached the border by now, sir.
Let me think. She is unescorted, disheveled, wild-eyed, galloping through villages. The people will see her pass, her mind on one thing only.
Surely you'll send soldiers to bring her back.
Certainly not. She is my daughter. But it is hardly the action of a woman fit to take over the reins of government, would you say, Lakeros?
No, sir. All we can hope is that Alvarez can handle her.
I am not concerned as to what to do with her, only what we do about her. Yes. I wish to make a public declaration tomorrow. Arrange it. My words are to be repeated in every major town in Castile.
It is with a heavy heart that I say to you these words that must be carried to every corner of Castile. My beloved daughter, Juana, Queen of Castile, through her most beloved mother, Isabella, is unwell in her mind, and so is unable to take up the affairs of her people.
I found it hard to travel so slowly, with the bier swinging in its harness behind us, the monks with their tapers, which were everlastingly going out in the wind, the bells, the masses that had to be said at every monastery on the route, escorting the remains of a man in death who I had detested in life.
Father Elvirith, there's a rider coming fast towards us. Look, a two riding on one horse.
It's the Queen.
Where is he? Oh, Philip.
Madam, what are you doing out here with just a boy?
Never mind what I'm doing. Get down, boy.
Yes, milady.
And you, take all those trappings off the bier, the velvet and the cross. Throw them away. Do as I say. Strip the bier down to its wheels and place the coffin back on it. Now, Alvarez, we will go together, you and I, and the boy, and four monks. No more. Get a horse, boy.
Yes, milady.
Where to? The funeral must be at the cathedral at Cordoba.
There will be no funeral. I will not have him put in the earth. Not now that I have him all to myself. Bring me a candle and open the lid.
Madam, I beg you. It has been 6 weeks.
Take off the lid.
We stood as she laid herself down upon the corpse, kissing its cold lips, while the death wrappings that she had torn away from it
flapped along the ground like great dying birds.
You are not for the tomb, Philip. Not you, my strong, handsome love. You see, I'm the only one who knows what's best for you. Now we'll ride together, you and I. I'll show you to Spain. They had no chance to see you before. Now we'll go together, King and Queen of Castile.
Father Alvirith, she's as mad as a wallbat. What are we going to do?
We will do as the Queen wishes. All of you, get ready to ride. Two soldiers will come with us, the rest ride on and report to King Ferdinand that the body of the Duke of Flanders and Burgundy is in the care of the Queen.
As she closed the coffin and mounted her horse again, I could see there was a contentment in her that she had not felt for many years. It was not a corpse in her care, it was the husband she had longed for, and death had given him back to her. Terrible as our situation was, I could not break that quiet into which her tortured mind had crept.
Where do we ride, madam?
Everywhere. Through towns and villages, in the dark and in the dawn, until all of Spain has seen him.
Gentlemen, will you please rise for Ferdinand, King of Aragon, Regent of Castile.
Gentlemen, it does my heart good to see the mayors, deputies, and gentlemen of Castile gather to my invitation. Since the death of my dear wife and your queen, the peoples of Aragon and Castile have been in disarray. And it was my hope that when my dear daughter, the Infanta Juana, came to take her place as your queen, our two kingdoms would once more unite.
We heard your proclamation, sir. We trust the Queen has recovered, and we shall soon be seeing her. We hope very much that the link with the Low Countries is broken, and that the Queen and her children will remain in Spain.
Ah, the link is indeed sadly broken. But as you no doubt all know, her mind, which was fragile, has suffered further. It is my painful duty to inform you that my daughter is still incapable of governing her people.
She's Isabella's daughter. That's good enough for us. Yeah. Why isn't she in Castile? We want to see her.
Of course you do. So do I. And that is why I have come to ask your authority to bring the Queen back to Cordoba. By force, if necessary. And to place such restriction on her as I feel is necessary for her safety. If you will sign this document, gentlemen, until then, I must remain regent.
I don't like it. I don't want an Aragonese ruling Castile.
Nor do I.
Where is the Queen?
Roaming around the countryside, lusting over the dead body of her husband on a cart.
You're speaking of your daughter.
If you don't believe me, gentlemen, you must see for yourself. As the regent of Castile, I ask for your signature on that document. As a father of a sick daughter, I demand it.
Very well, we agree. But only until the Queen regains her health. Is that understood?
Don't you think that's my wish also? Gentlemen, please sign.
The Kiroth, you will have your authority. Go and fetch my daughter and her retinue, and that dreadful coffin.
Where to, sir?
A place where she can be well guarded. A strong and a quiet place where the townsfolk can be kept away and my daughter out of sight. Does a name spring to mind?
Yes, sir. My own castle at Tordesillas.
Tordesillas? Oh, it's a dark and dreadful place hanging on the cliffs above the Duero. It will not please me to go there. The name fills me with dread.
For a short while only, madam. The king is lonely without your mother and longs to see you. When you are recovered, You and he will walk in the gardens at Granada while your children play round your feet.
My children are in Flanders.
The Cortes will demand their return, madam. The little Charles is heir to Spain.
Philip would not let him leave Flanders. Philip. Philip. Where is he? I must see him. What have you done with him?
Attend the Queen.
Don't treat her so unkindly.
My orders are to escort the Queen to Tordesillas, and that's where she's going.
The Cortes will hear about this.
The Cortes intend to visit their Queen as soon as possible, after her arrival.
Oh, my God. The trap is closing.
Pedro! It's the Mad Queen! The coffin's in the street outside. I saw it through the window.
Don't you go near her. Do you hear? The devil rides with them. She passed through the village of Lebec last month, and when she'd gone, all the cockerels in the village lay dead. The devil takes their lives and binds them into the wrappings of the dead. Don't you go near her.
The poor soul. Goodbye, sweet lady. We'll get you back one day. Back where you belong!
She will be held captive at Tordesillas. Tell the people.
Father, where is Philip?
Calm now. He's in the chapel, as I promised. Not far.
Oh.
But now you must listen to what I say, and I speak to you with love.
I haven't felt love for some time.
Then you are silly chuckling. Now, isn't sitting with your old father better than riding about the countryside?
It's nice to know that I am a little important to you.
You are very important to me. So much so that I am now going to leave you to get better in this safe home.
What?
Look around you. Do you see what I've done? Silk hangings, carpets specially woven in your own colours, rich wine gleaming in crystal. Lakirov, I am leaving. My daughter is in your charge.
You're not staying here.
I am returning to Zaragoza. I have the work of Aragon to do as well as Castile. Lakirov, escort the Queen to her apartments.
Sir.
But I thought these were my apartments.
For receptions only. Your own rooms are deep in the heart of the castle. For your safety.
No! I want to stay here with the swans down in the sill.
Will your grace come with me now?
Go along, my child. We'll meet again when you're well.
This way, madam.
But it's getting dark. There aren't any lamps on the wall. And the carpet's gone. Where are you taking me?
To your apartments, madam. Will you please hurry?
Father!
Goodbye, Juana. I'll come for you in a little while.
Sir.
What do you want, Olivereth? Your place is with the Queen.
My duty is to watch over the Queen's mind.
A sad task.
Not so, if it is treated properly.
If the body is treated properly, so is the mind.
You are very much mistaken. I must warn you that the fabric of her mind is frail, and Tordesillas will not help to strengthen it.
Go back to your charge at once.
I have settled the Queen.
Mm-hmm. How is she?
Demanding to see the coffin, showing signs of distress.
Ah. Then you must use restriction, Lakirov. I have it on the best authority that the fabric of her mind is frail. And as long as it remains so...
You, my lord, will rule Spain.
Alvarez, I must have clean linen for the Queen. Why isn't she permitted to have a bath?
I'll speak to Lakirov.
And how much longer do we have to stay here? Why did her father smile on her and then knock her away? At least we can walk in the battlements, but she never does. And yet that snake, Lakirov, is always bowing and cringing in front of her.
He daren't let her be seen by the people. Not yet.
Why not? Every day they come and stare up at the walls. Why can't she be allowed to wave to them?
Because they would only see a pale young woman with a vacant smile who is still capable of being their queen. That's why they mustn't see her yet.
Lakirov, why am I in a cell?
Your apartments will soon be ready, madam. Patience.
Where's my husband? The birds are singing on the tiles and it's spring. Where's my husband?
In the chapel, madam. The monks guard him day and night.
You need not worry.
No women. I won't have women near him.
No women, madam.
They're bringing in a dancing bear to amuse her.
Look, madam. Do you see how he holds up his chains and dances to the music?
Look at his teeth.
Look at his eyes. They're full of pain. Oh, Master Bear, you dance for a sweetmeat, because if you don't, they will whip you to death. But the music you hear comes from the mountains where you were born. Your eyes are bright with tears because they're not looking into quiet shadows where your cubs might lie, but into sick, foolish candles. And your fur is wet with sweat instead of the sharp icicles of a winter dawn. Master Bear, will you walk with me?
Madam, don't go near that beast.
Give me the chain.
She's walking with the bear.
Alvirith, look.
They will not stop me while I walk with you. Now, Master Bear, there is your mountain. Go home.
Sweet Lord, it threw itself off the battlements.
It's dead. 100 feet below on the rocks. It won't dance anymore. Not for anybody.
Take the queen inside.
Come along with me, Your Grace.
Then Lycuros rode off to Zaragoa, and I wondered what they were planning.
How is my daughter? Come?
Unfortunately, no, sir. She craves to see her husband.
Very natural.
In his coffin.
Very unnatural.
I've tried to divert her with entertainment, but now she demands to see you, and the people are demanding to see her.
Then, Lycuros, we must arrange it. I shall convene the Cortes de Tordesillas to meet their queen. Oh, and, Lycuros, one more thing. The monks of Santa Dios must have run out of prayers by now. Arrange to have them replaced by the White Sisters. They can guard the coffin.
Wake up! How dare you lie there snoring and mumbling! Wake up!
Your Grace, what are you doing out of
bed? Listen! Women singing! Do you hear them? I want Alvirith. Go and get Alvirith at once!
He's sound asleep.
Whatever he's doing, Duchess, you are to bring him to me. Now!
Alvirith, you are to come.
What?
No, don't stop to ask questions. She is bad. I can see it in her eyes. Her hands tremble like they always do before she...
All right, Duchess, calm down. We'll go together. Let me just light a taper.
Listen! It's coming from the chapel. There are women down there. I can hear them through the grill. Women with my husband. And you know what happens when women are with Philip, Duke of Burgundy? I must get into that chapel, Alvirith. But they keep the door locked.
Calm yourself, madam. I will get the key from Lycuros.
He won't give it to you. That thin-voiced snake won't give it even to me. I'll break the door down. It's unlocked.
Madam, come back. You're only in your nightshirt.
They were both stumbling down the dark steps, Juana and the Duchess behind her, before I had time to wonder why Lycuros should so suddenly and inexplicably leave that door open.
You bitches! Get away from him!
They were kneeling round the coffin, the White Sisters, their crucifixes falling from their fingers as she circled round them, her teeth bared, like a wolf closing in on a pack of sheep, her hair in strips, backing them away from the light that hung down from the tall tapers.
Will you get away from him, or do I have to tear you all to pieces with my own fingers?
Your Grace, it was the king's orders that we should relieve the monks in their watch on the coffin.
May God carry his black heart to hell and feed it to the devil's dog.
Oh, yes, my sweet white ladies without sin. You want to see him, don't you? You want to feel his firm young flesh as I did. Only it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me.
Keep away from that coffin, madam.
Will you meddle with me, Alvirith? I will not be kept away from him anymore. You bastard! I will have him this time. I will. I will.
And then I heard the voice I knew I would hear.
Gentlemen, I fear the queen, my daughter, is too unwell to receive you.
Madam, pull yourself together. Look around. It is the king and the officers of the Cortes.
Your Majesty, gentlemen, will you allow the queen time to compose herself and change her dress?
But I could see from their shocked and staring eyes that it was too late.
Madam, will you permit us to retire? We are deeply sorry to have intruded at this time. Your grief is still very great.
Father! Who are they? These men with the gold chains and sad, severe faces. Why don't they stay? For wine? For music? For talk? Oh, you, wait, please. Who are you?
Carlos de Padilla, madam. I have known you since you were a child.
Well, Carlos, don't look away because my dress is stained. I am sorry, gentlemen, that my husband is unable to welcome you, but as you see, he is...
Madam, we will withdraw.
Oh, no, please! I see so few people. In 7 months, one dancing bear. It's not much. I want to hear news... But I've seen no one. Oh, please stay.
I'm afraid the queen is not herself. The meeting was too soon. I had hoped,
we
but...
We understand, sir. We will return later. Much later.
Oh, don't leave me here, my lords. Oh, I know I seem a little distraught, but Philip is dead, you see, and we were so much in love. So much in love. It's a very special condition.
I watched her try to pull the shattered threads of her dignity round her as the men filed silently past out of the chapel, not glancing up.
My lords, if you insist on our meeting being so short, then I bid you safe return to your homes. My beloved father will continue to administer Castile on my behalf until I am fully well. My lords, you won't forget me.
We won't forget you, madam. Nor will we forget that you are our rightful queen, and that the regency of Castile is entrusted to your father only until you are well.
Spoken like a true Castilian.
You'll stay, father, won't you? We can have supper together. I'm having white turnip and goat tonight, but perhaps there will be sauce and some wine. Oh, why did they slide away without looking at me? Why?
We had all hoped to find you recovered, able to take up the responsibility of being a queen. But it's not to be.
We led her back to the dark, damp little room they called her apartments. And still she called back to the king.
You promised to send my children back to me. Charles and little Maria and Ferdinand. I do miss them. You wouldn't want them brought up as Flemings, would you, father? With an alliance to France. You see, I still have some knowledge of our affairs.
But no one came back to Tordesillas. No one told her of her father's death and that her son Charles now ruled Spain in her place. Only Castile could save her now.
Alvirith!
I'm here.
Oh, who am I?
A queen.
What am I?
A prisoner.
They sent away her ladies.
I have been with the Queen for 15 years. I will not leave her now.
It is not necessary for you to be with her any longer, Duchess. Her Grace is unable to undertake public engagements.
Because you won't let her, that's why. Keeping her down in that dark little room, never having a chance to see her people.
The King of Aragon watches over Castile. Her people know she is ill. You must return to your estates, Duchess. You will have news of the Queen's progress, I promise you.
But who will see that she has clean linen and looks on the sky at least once a day?
I have sent for a woman from the town.
But I sing to her.
The birds can do that.
Gentlemen, this cannot go on. Spain is being bled white by the taxes of the Fleming. Our wool trade has collapsed. Three of the crown properties in Seville have been sold off to finance his disastrous expeditions, and he has put his favorite Les Colliliers into the bishopric at La Saligna.
When do we rise?
Charles has been elected Holy Roman Emperor. That matters to him more than anything. He is already fretting to leave Spain. As soon as he crosses the border, we will ride to a meeting place.
Where?
Tordesillas. Gentlemen of Castile and Aragon, I give you Juana, the true and rightful Queen of Spain. Juana!
My God, they're storming the gates.
God!
Where's the Queen? You, Father, do you know?
This way, down in the bottom of the keep.
I'll show you. You'll have to break the door of her cell down.
Your Grace, may I present the Dukes of Alba and Malaga?
Is that a queen?
Madam.
Oh, madam.
Who is it who calls me? It's so dark in here.
Spain, your majesty.
They brought her papers to read, documents to sign.
Alvarez, tell me, what is this document they keep pushing at me? Why can't I sleep?
It gives the Duke power to seize Charles.
Seize Charles? But he's my son.
Now, come along. Surely, madam, you want to be able to visit those gardens in Granada. As soon as your country is safe, you will be taken there and given whatever you most want.
They argued, persuaded, and cajoled, and I watched the tired mind begin to retreat. Still she would not sign the document that took the regency from Charles.
Why has everyone who loved me gone away? Oh, Philip. I can't do anything without Philip.
Sweet wounds of Jesus. Are we to get this far and find that the Queen will not lift a finger to help herself?
But we're here to save her.
Her body may be, but I believe her mind has gone beyond your reach.
Philip, Philip, my Holy Ghost, we're going away.
Your Grace, we haven't seen you in the chapel for a long...
The cart. Get the cart.
My child, there is no cart. It's 11 years since you brought it here. The wood has rotted.
Then I will carry him in my arms. Open the coffin.
No, madam. He too has...
Open it, or I will tear it open myself.
Do as she says. She needs to see what must be seen.
Oh, Philip. Is this all that's left?
She scrabbled amongst the bones, and there was nothing we could do, nowhere we could go. And so we just waited to be found.
Come along, madam. We've been rather naughty, haven't we? Giving our son all this trouble. Come along. That's right. Back to your quiet little room.
She just put her hand in his, and he led her from the chapel like a child. And the darkness closed in on her for the last time. Nothing moved now in Tordesillas except the wind. Nothing spoke except the whips they used to quieten her when the dying mind struggled for help. But sometimes I used to start up in bed at night, thinking that I heard movement along the cold stone of the passages. Something that ran through the archways to leap the battlements and race back into the courtyard on its endless round. The red pony that Juana was to ride until death set her free. And that did not happen for another 35 years. Now I'm free. But for what? Signed, Alvieris, chronicler, priest, and physician.
In Ride a Red Pony by Angela Sewell, Anne Rosenfelt was Juana, John Church, Alvirith, Jill Balkan, Queen Isabella, and Jack May, King Ferdinand. Philip the Fair was played by Owen Scott. Lekiros was Alaric Cotter. The Duchess, Margot Boyd. The Stable Boy, William Hope. The Old Man and the Old Woman were played by Brian Smith and Gwen Cheryl. And the Flemings were Narissa Knights, Trevor Nichols, and Walter Hall. Ride a Red Pony was directed by Graham Gauld.